So according to media reports that are coming in as I record this, the man who is suspected of shooting dead 9 people at a South Carolina church has been captured. That's right, he's been captured, I believe taken live, so there you go. But his name is Dylan Storm Roof, okay? No wonder the guy went nuts. His name is Storm Roof. Storm Roof! I mean, okay, look, it's no laughing matter what he did. He looks, in some photos he looks like a bit of a psycho. In another one he actually looks like a normal, I'm assuming he's a teenager. No, he's 21, sorry. He's 21. He looks like a normal 21-year-old guy. You know, looks a bit younger, actually. He does look like a teenager. And why people are driven to this, I don't know. I believe there was something about his father saying that, I can't even remember what it was now. I'm not even going to pretend I remember what it was. But anyway, he killed 9 people, and he will now pay the price for that. You know, he'll either rot in jail for the rest of his life, or he'll be put to death, one or the other. Or he might take the coward's way out and he might end up finding a way of killing himself in prison. But Barack Obama, apparently, you know, came out and said something about how Americans really now have to take seriously gun crime and gun laws and things. And it doesn't matter, it won't change anything. You know, when Newtown happened and all those children were killed, nothing happened then, and if nothing happened then, nothing will change. I've said it before, and that's me saying it again. And this incident, America is just going to look at this as another crazy loon, you know, a lone gunman, who went out and killed some people. I mean, the fact that they're black and it happened in a church really doesn't matter. You know, if children who are 5 and 6 years old don't matter, and there was like 20 of them, if they don't matter, the 9 black people in a church are not going to matter. And sorry, I'm assuming that all of them were 9. I haven't read the story. Maybe they weren't all black, but I believe that maybe the majority were, or it was a black church or something. But whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is, America, the people who are really into their guns, the NRA, all the nutters out there, you know, and you know, I'm generalising, they're not all nutters, let's be fair. But the nutters, those ones specifically, they're not going to give a damn that this happened. They're not going to care what Barack Obama said. He said, I've had to make statements like this too many times. And he's right. You know, since he's been president, there have been loads of these types of incidents. And he's getting sick of it. I think a lot of the regular members of the public are getting sick of it. And regardless of you know, laws and whatever, I think that this is an issue that has to be dealt with. And Barack Obama, of course, is on the way out. But if the incoming president can find a way of dealing with this, that would be good. The problem is, a person cannot run America for president with the idea that they're going to deal with the gun laws, because instantly that loses them votes. So it's a tough situation to be in. You know, do you say nothing about the subject, and then when you get in power you try and do something about it? Or do you tell the truth from the start and go out there from the beginning and say, this is what I plan to do, and see if enough Americans believe in you and trust you enough to change it? I don't know. But maybe, I don't know, maybe 100 years from now, things will be different. Maybe not. Something that was kind of weird, though, is that the Charleston newspaper, they sparked outrage after printing a gun store advertisement over today's church shooting headline. Now, whoever had that idea, you could argue is an idiot. Perhaps they are. Perhaps it was done for a laugh. Who knows? But more likely, perhaps, they didn't even notice that that happened. It was just, your job is to get these advertisements out, and that's it. And it was just a bad place to put them. Right on the front of the paper, above the headline. I don't know. Anyway, there you go. I just wanted to say a few things about that. So thanks very much for listening.